Stock in the bankrupt U.S. Airways has plummeted. The airline will be formally removed from the Nasdaq stock exchange next week. Because of the failures of U.S. Air, United Airlines, and Enron, just to name a few, the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation, or PBGC, has become increasingly burdened over the past few years. The PBGC provides insurance for corporate pension funds, and when the corporations can't pay their retirees, it's the PBGC that makes up some of the difference. Some estimates say the Federal Pension Agency will be bankrupt by year 2020. We go now to Joe Nocera, our friend from the world of business. He's editorial director of Fortune magazine and joins us from New York. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
First, tell us about the PBGC, the pension board.
Well, it's one of those obscure agencies that only matters when it's in trouble, which it may be now. You know, fundamentally, its job is to guarantee pensions up to a certain amount. It doesn't pay more than $44,000 a year. Mm-hmm. When a company basically fails and has to turn over its pension obligations and whatever money it still has in its pension plan, turns it over to this agency, which then goes about the process of paying out the pensions as if it were replacing the company. It is not taxpayer funded, Scott. It gets its money primarily from contributions that are made by corporations that have pension plans and by taking these buckets of money every time a big pension plan, you know, winds up in its bucket.
Is there a real danger that it could go broke itself?
Well, here's one way to think about it. 2 years ago in 2001, it had a surplus of $7.7 billion. Today, it has a deficit of $9.7 billion. That's problem number one.
Yeah.
The situation that has really gotten everybody's attention and that has really focused attention on the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation is United. United's pension is underfunded by $8.3 billion. United is basically threatening in the bankruptcy process to stop funding its pension and to turn it over to the federal government. The federal government is not liable for the entire $8.3 billion because some of these pensions are higher than $44,000 a year, but it is liable for $6.9 billion of that. So all of a sudden, the potential deficit for the government goes from $9.7 billion to $15 or $16 or $17 billion. So if this keeps happening, then eventually it will run out of money. To be blunt about it, Scott, the way it's working right now bears a striking familiarity with a Ponzi scheme because it takes in this money for future obligations. It uses it to pay current obligations, and eventually, that money will disappear and it will be unable to pay the future pensions that it's owed.
And let's be blunt about it. When we talk about it going broke, what we mean is that the capacity to fund the pensions of millions of Americans will not be there. And they go broke.
That's right. And what would undoubtedly wind up happening then, Scott, is a situation very much like the savings and loan crisis in which the taxpayers would unexpectedly have to step forward and put up the difference.
Now, Congress opened deliberations this week, taking a look at exactly this situation. And I want to ask you about something that Ohio Republican Representative John Boehner said, and that he worried that perhaps some companies were, let me quote him, that the possibility of a company using the PBGC as a pension dumping ground to boost their economic prospects and get a leg up on the competition. In other words, someone like U.S. Air would continue to do business but just not have to worry about funding pensions anymore, which would certainly seem to improve their competitive prospects against an airline that's still surviving.
There is that fear, and bankruptcy can be abused and often is abused in a whole variety of ways. You don't want to be too sympathetic to the airlines in this situation because they do owe this money, and it really is to people who've worked for them their whole lives. So although I think Congress is right to be concerned about this and to ensure that this isn't an easy thing for companies to do, if a company's survival is at stake, I think you would have to argue that it's probably not a bad thing to have this guarantee.
Joe Nocera, editorial director of Fortune magazine, speaking with us from New York. Joe, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Scott.